This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
If you travel in a small plane, as I do from time to time, maybe you too have pondered, could we survive if this thing were to go down somewhere? How would we land? Well, four people from two different small aircraft crashes this week lived to tell the story. At Lone Tree, Colorado, two people survived a plane crash without injuries. The crash happened at a grassy field, and authorities say the people inside the plane were able to exit safely. Then a couple from Illinois, who were in a sightseeing helicopter over Hawaii, escaped serious injury when the chopper went down. In that instance, the pilot passed out while showing the man and woman from Joliet, Illinois, the spot where they used to film the Gilligan's Island TV show. The woman grabbed the controls when the pilot slumped and softened the helicopter's landing in the water. All three in that chopper survived. From This Week in Agribusiness, to become a star of the FFA is a very distinct honor in that youth organization. And this year, the four stars honored at the convention in Indianapolis this week are all from here in the heartland of America. A young man from Centralia, Missouri, Austin Stanton, was selected as the National Star Farmer. The Star of Agriscience is from Iowa. Eric Kolmus from Polina, Iowa. Minnesota is home to the star in agri-placement, Colin Wagner from Wells, Minnesota. And the FFA star in agribusiness this year is from Illinois, Ben Curtin from Taylorville, Illinois. Missouri conservation officers are looking for the poacher. Whoever shot and killed an elk that was just a few weeks old, shot in the head in southeast Missouri, the second case of elk poaching there in less than 4 years. Very much alive, though, apparently, in Michigan's Upper Peninsula is a cougar. A big cat, the way it appears from the trail cam photo. Michigan DNR authorities say the cats sometimes wander that far east out of the Dakotas and Nebraska. A few years ago, when there was a big cougar in southern Wisconsin, seen from time to time in the barns there in the countryside, I asked a wildlife expert about it, and he said, well, those cats are looking for love. And he said, sometimes they get into the big city. That's when they get in trouble because apparently they go in there looking for love in all the wrong places. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.